It's a shame that this is the last old Logan that's ever going to be handed
down.
You
don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
A very good morning to our celebrity reporter, Jaden Forster. How are you, Jaden?
Good, thanks, Dane. How are you?
Yeah, no complaints here. Some shocking news, some sad news when we woke up on Saturday morning. Michael Lee Day, better known as Meatloaf, obviously, passing away at the age of 74.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock and a bit of a surprise, really, to everybody over the weekend. And, of course, you know, everybody knows everything that he's done throughout his career, massive in the world of music, also massive in the worlds of acting and sort of a little bit on the side sort of things as TV as well. And he was actually going to be coming here to Australia in just a couple of weeks' time. I'm not sure how he was actually getting here, given some of the things that he has had to say about COVID in the past. But he was supposed to be coming here in a couple of weeks' time to film a pilot, which is like a technical term that we use to describe a first episode of a TV show, the test episode, if you like, for a new dating show, actually, called I'd Do Anything for Love, obviously playing on his song. And it was going to be for a TV network in the States, and as far as I can sort of work out, it was going to see couples doing challenges based around some of his biggest songs, a little bit like what they do on the one-on-one dates on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette here. And he was going to be hosting that. Auditions were underway. My information is that it was set to start filming in March, but obviously following up the events of the weekend, he won't be coming here now, and the show's future is very much unclear at this stage. But my feeling is that it probably won't be happening going forward, which obviously is unfortunate, but unavoidable when something like this does happen.
Yeah, it is. It is sad times. I don't want to go into it too much, of course, but a lot of celebrities have come out and had nothing but praise for Meatloaf, including I saw a great photo of John Bon Jovi even over the weekend on social media, and him with Meatloaf, but a ton of celebrities coming out and saying how sad it is.
That's right, yeah, you know, it's widespread right across the entire board, and same thing here as well. You know, many people that have worked with him, many people that have interviewed him. I mean, realistically, when you look at all of the things that are coming in, you're hard-pressed to find anybody who has not said that, you know, that he's just was an absolutely incredible and nice bloke. So very, very sad loss when these things happen.
You said about a credible and nice bloke. I've heard that about Idris Elba too. More talk about the next James Bond. Is it going to be?
Well, Barbara Broccoli, the producer of the Bond franchise, is saying that he's very much part of the conversation going forward, and realistically it seems pretty likely that that's the way that they're going to be heading. I mean, don't expect any announcement just yet. She's very much saying that they want the dust to settle on Daniel Craig's career and time as James Bond before they go ahead and move forward in you know, with somebody newer, a new spy. So she's very much saying all of the right things at the moment to be very respectful of the franchise and very respectful of Daniel Craig himself. But fans, they certainly seem in favour of Idris Elba becoming the next 007. I mean, his name comes up every single time we talk about the next James Bond, and he's seems a very capable actor. Of course, most popular or most well-known for his role in Luther, the detective drama on the BBC, and Stan here in Australia, and been in a number of movies. So, yeah, he certainly looks the part. He will be the first black James Bond if he does get the part, and he's 49, so he's certainly not the oldest Bond or the oldest person to play James Bond. So
thank you.
I guess we'll wait and see.
Thank you. Not calling 49 old. Thank you very much for that, Jaden. Look, okay. I love the politician's answer, though. His name is in the mix, or words of those. So, you know, that's an answer without an answer, pretty much, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's like when people come out and say, oh, I can't confirm or deny that. We always know what the answer's going to be. And the conversation's been happening about Idris Elba for that long that you'd be silly sort of not to get him involved in the franchise somehow, whether that's as a villain or whether that's as James Bond. Well, I guess those questions will be answered at a later date.
That's a good idea. He'd make a good villain too. Hey, look, another celebrity leaving the jungle on I'm a Celebrity.
Yes, this is the former Miss Universe, Maria Fattal. She went last night following Bo Ryan, the host of The Amazing Race, following his exit that aired on Thursday night after he was missing his family and Hungary and all of the things that go along with that. But yes, Maria Thadl was the one who departed last night. I think she was a really great addition to the cast, actually. She was a massive win for producers. She was part of the so-called jungle romance with the British reality star Joey Essex. And, you know, not meaning anything disingenuous here or anything like that, she really opened up about all of the stuff, things that she spoke about in the jungle, including coming out as bisexual while she was in there. So it seems to be a massive win for the show and a massive win for her as well in being able to finally open up and reveal that to the general public, which has also been a massive win for people who are of that particular persuasion as well. So a win-win for everybody involved, but not a win in the sense that she left the show last night.
Look, I've got to ask you, Jaden, and I'm going to put you right on the spot here. Who's left, or who would be your pick who's left?
Do you mean out of people to win the program? Or
to win, yes.
Oh, it's a hard, hard pick. I thought Bo Ryan would possibly go all the way to the end, but there's a number of people in there that could possibly do it. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Nathan Buckley took out the title, and Brooke McClymont, the country singer, she seems pretty keen on things, and so does the radio and TV star Dylan Lewis. He's a little bit scared by some things, but he certainly seems up for anything that they're willing to throw at him, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works pretty much, Jaden. Always a pleasure, and we'll catch up again next Monday.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. That's Jaden Forster, celebrity reporter.